News release. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined a coalition of 12 attorneys general warning federal employees about the Trump administration's misleading, deferred resignation program, which offers federal employees pay through September 30, 2025, if they resign by February 6. I take my role to protect Michigan consumers very seriously, and that includes the tens of thousands of federal workers who call this state home, Nessel said. For those considering the buyout, read the fine print before signing and be cautious, as certain benefits may not be guaranteed. Employees who are represented by a union should work with their labor representatives before entering into any contract changes. On January 28, the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, sent an email to millions of federal employees detailing a new deferred resignation program. Employees were told that if they accept the offer and resign, they would continue receiving all pay and benefits and be exempt from in-person work requirements until September 30. OPM sent another email to federal employees on January 30 reiterating the offer and urging them to find higher productivity jobs outside of government. The OPM emails instructed employees that they have until February 6 to decide to remain in their positions or resign under the deferred resignation program and warned that those who did not resign were not guaranteed to keep their jobs. Immediately following OPM's email, unions representing federal employees warned their members against accepting the offer. The American Federation of Government Employees, the largest federal employees union, released information for its members warning them that employees who accepted the offer were not guaranteed its benefits. The National Federation of Federal Employees similarly warned its members against accepting the offer. According to the OPM current federal civilian employment by state and congressional district report released in December 2024, at least 29,000 federal employees reside in Michigan. This estimate does not include uniformed military personnel or contractors. Michigan is home to 11 military bases. Joining Attorney General Nessel in issuing the warning to federal employees are the Attorneys General of Arizona, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Vermont, and Washington.